Jeff King got into White Mountain this morning at 7:02, 57 minutes before Ali Zirkle.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, we got you in at 7:02. What's your bib number?
5701.
Okay, we'll talk about it upstairs, okay? We'll argue about it upstairs.
17.
There. Thank you.
There's my axe. There's my sleeping bag. Okay, where do you want me?
Tyrell, I think they're up front.
Yep. Just follow the girls up there. They're going to just swing you up to the right to the bank and park you. All right, guys. Go ahead. All right.
A gibbous moon here in White Mountain. Beautiful morning. Soon after arriving, King feeds his dogs some kibble and chunks of fat, and they are attacking their food so late in the race, and they're still doing so well.
Can you talk about the ice on the bay? It looks pretty good.
Boy, there's not everybody's got leaders that'll go on that glare ice with not even a track. And for so far, I felt so lucky to have Zig and Skeeter just beeline from marker to marker. But otherwise, it's just completely naked, bald ice and rhythm on the ice, except the wheel dogs are more prone to getting knocked down by the tow line. And so we were pretty much adjusting a speed to that which those wheel dogs could do. But if there was any, the teeniest little gust of wind and we all just blew, or if it blew for real, there'd nobody get up there. You'd be crawling the bank because it is really slippery. And it's pretty funny, just a little poof of wind. And we all just went, woo!
How about your hour and a half rest in Elam? Talk about your decision.
Well, I've had some long days since the Yukon, and I have only once not rested between Koyuk and here, and it was a mistake, a big mistake. So I'll never do that again. I really had a spectacular run from Koyuk to Elam. The dogs were flying, with the exception of the first 8 or 10 miles out of Koyuk. I thought I was gonna push the button on my spot tracker to have someone come take me away, because it was the first 10 miles out of Koyuk is horrendous logs and ice and turns and rocks, and thank God it wasn't that way more than 10 miles. Then we hit that portage and it was beautiful, and then it's the best trip from across Moses Point I've ever had. And it's really weird for me to see what the lay of the land is like, because there's no snow on it. I can now see what was water and what's gravel and what's grass. And we were flying through there. And I really thought that I would open up a big space between me and Allie, because as I have done many times, I underestimated the speed of her team or what she'd get out of it. But she was only a few minutes behind me in Elam, so she must have had a great run too, because mine was really, really, really great.
The trail's really fast, and we're here about 24 hours earlier than we were standing here last year at the first arrival. Does it feel really fast out there? Does it feel like
I was trying to figure that out today, because the time of day and where the sun is more how I remember what happened from year to year. But if we're, and it seemed like we're so close to a full 24-hour cycle different, that it kind of feels like the same. The most remarkable thing that feels different for me this year is, contrary to how I may look, I'm not that sleepy compared to other years, and I'm convinced that my late 24-hour layover in Ruby has really helped me, and I have not, and we've gotten here even quicker, so there's less time to get tired, and I think that's probably been good.
Four-time champion Jeff King this morning in White Mountain. He'll be able to leave White Mountain at 3:02 this afternoon, and 57 minutes later, Ali Zirkle will follow to the finish line in Nome. Reporting in White Mountain for Iditarod 42, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.